Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrell Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. If you are working toward higher education and seeking financial assistance, the government is now accepting applications for another round of public service bursary awards. The government of Bermuda is continuing their task in trying to fill challenging positions within public service. Now, the Cabinet Office said that the Bermuda government's bursary award program offers financial support and recognition to outstanding individuals who have shown commitment, perseverance, and potential in academic studies that align with the future needs of the service. Now, the deadline for the applications is September the 27th, 2024. Bursaries are available at $20,000 a year, not exceeding 5 years. Applicants are being sought for the positions of policy analyst and environmental health officer. For more information, you can apply at forms.gov.bm/bursary or email bursary@gov.bm. Moreover, the Bermuda Police Service denied part of a petty request. A spokesperson for the IOC said on August 30th of 2024, Acting Information Commissioner Lakai Deal issued Decision 25-2024 Bermuda Police Service. Now, it affirmed that the Bermuda Police Service decision on a petty request seeking records related to witness evidence from a criminal trial. The BPS administratively denied part of the request because the records were not held. The BPS also refused access to two responsive records because they had been obtained by the Department of Public Prosecutions in the course of carrying out their functions, i.e., criminal prosecution, and therefore fell outside the scope of the Petty Act. During the Information Commissioner's review, the Bermuda Police Service conducted further searches for responsive records. The Acting Information Commissioner found that the Bermuda Police Service had taken all reasonable steps to locate responsive records and that they were correct that the responsive records identified fell outside the scope of the Petty Act. No further action was required. Now, in international news, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met for their first time in person for their first presidential debate together in Philadelphia. They sparred over topics including inflation, foreign wars, immigration, and abortion rights, with many striking contrasts and high amounts of fact-checking. Multiple news outlets reporting that Vice President Kamala Harris won the debate. And in your sports-related news, it was a game of many chances, many on-goal shots, and incredible saves. And of course, a game of victory for Team Bermuda as the men's national team defeated Antigua and Barbuda 1-0 with a Kane Critchlow goal. A game that was crucial to win. And despite their first loss against Dominican Republic, the Gombe Warriors are in second place in their group of four, narrowly over Dominica based on goal difference. That wraps up the first window of the 2024 CONCACAF Nations League 4.0 until October. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrell Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.